The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another BBB, Bite by Bite. He is Michael Coleman, Heart of Alabama Food Bank. They cover 35 counties in the beautiful state of Alabama, and we greatly appreciate everything they do. I heard a story, Michael, this week. I hate this time of year for only one reason, and that is because the scumbags come out, right? You don't want to leave your cars unlocked. You leave a gift on the front. You have porch hoarders or porch pirates, whatever they call them.
Yeah.
And then I heard something that directly affects your business, and that is the SNAP program, which is the food stamp program. And evidently there is some scamming going on where people are using their SNAP cards, and then people are either scanning their cards or copying their numbers. People are going to get a meal this holiday season. There's no money left in their SNAP account. Can you talk a little bit about that and how we can refrain from those things happening, please?
Yeah. And you know, just as a general statement, we serve the most vulnerable in our community. And lots of times, you know, they don't, you know, these aren't people who are staying online necessarily and learning about the latest, scams out there. So they're unfamiliar. And what's really sad is lots of times this is even within people's own families, that will come up and take advantage and steal their card. But yeah, getting access to their card or getting access to their number, there's a whole host of ways that that you do that. The negative effect it has on it, and let me go back and just touch on that. And then some people who get there are a few people who abuse their own cards. So there's a million ways to do it. So one way would be, okay, I've got, you know, $200 worth of SNAP benefits on this card. You give me $125 cash.
Oh, okay.
I'll take the cash. I give you my card. Now you get $200 worth of groceries or whatever. And I get sometimes where, you know, an emergency comes up and you do that. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying, but you can at least understand it. But lots of times people will do that and they'll use the food bank as really the source of groceries. And then they use that and they turn the SNAP benefits into usable funds.
Yeah.
Now, thankfully, that is by far the exception. You know, I don't want people to think everybody's on SNAP is doing that or running a scam. It's absolutely not the case. SNAP provides just a great service and really keeps food on the table for a lot of families. It is a blessing to so many people. But in any kind of government program, you're going to have abuses. And that's one of the things that our legislators up there are arguing about the farm bill that was supposed to be passed last year. It gets passed every 5 years. Right now, they're always saying they want to increase SNAP, and they're like, yeah, but what about the abuses? We there's too much waste and on that. And so they get to fighting about all those kind of things. But to me, it's so heartbreaking when a grandmother who only gets in Alabama a few SNAP dollars to be able to try to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And then somebody comes along and tricks them or scams them out of that information or their retirement check or anything like that. It, to me, it's the worst of the worst. I know on Mission Monitor, out of the show that we were talking about from a biblical perspective, when you really look at some of the things that God has to say about abusing the poor, oppressing the poor, and it doesn't matter if it's a poor person doing it, poor oppressing the poor doesn't make it any more justifiable, doesn't make it any better. It's just as despicable because they lots of times don't have the knowledge and the wherewithal to withstand those kind of attacks. And like you said, and now they're going to have to suffer because, you know, it's kind of this kill or be killed kind of mentality. But having said all that, the good thing about what the food bank does is if that does happen to somebody, this network that we have built across the nation in America, and it's to some degree in other countries, there's food banks, not to what we provide, but there are food resources in some Western European countries, in Canada, but not to the level where every county is assigned to a local food bank and has agencies in there and fighting for that. So being a part of this, we understand there's abuses out there, and we'd like to educate people who are potential victims and help them know. But that's just one more reason why having a network of people, because they fall through those cracks. Sometimes it's abuse, sometimes it's just life, as we talked about. There is a safety net out there that is available so people, our neighbors, don't fall through the cracks.
And quickly, I also read along with that that there are several states, and correct me if I'm wrong, that are doing away with the SNAP program. Well, if they're doing away with the SNAP program, what program would they go to then?
I'm not... What happened was recently, I'm not aware of any that have done completely away with SNAP.
Okay.
What happened was they offered, when COVID broke out, and all of a sudden these kids, who a lot of their only meals were at school. For breakfast and for lunch, now they're home and they're learning on a computer. Well, they don't have money to do that. So what they did was they transferred those dollars and said, okay, we're going to give you, if your family's on SNAP, we're going to increase your SNAP benefits to help cover the cost now. Gotcha. So we're not doing that. And then they came along this summer, and they're like, yeah, but summertime, you know, they are home regardless if it's COVID or not. So can you up SNAP benefits? And they call it summer EBT. Mm-hmm. In Alabama, and I don't know what it is across, but in Alabama, it's $40 a month per child. Okay, so you're not, and you know what $40 gets you squat in the grocery store now.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot of money, but there were 15 states who turned it down. And, you know, it was the whole idea, like, we don't want to perpetuate dependency. But the reality is, you bring those are federal dollars that come into your state. They get spent in the local grocery stores, you know, and that's why the Alabama Grocers Association was all for it.
Yeah.
Because it benefits our economy in that sense. But yeah, so things like that happen all the time. And, you know, I want to live in a society that looks at the lowest equipped, whether they're disabled, whether they are mentally challenged, whatever it is, those are the people that cannot be independent. They're going to need help to live. They're going to need assistance. And I want to be a part of a society that values them for what they can bring and says, we love you and we're going to care for you. And to me, that's really what the food banking network is for, so that citizens don't suffer, so that kids aren't at home without food. And even with what we're doing with distributing almost 30 million pounds last year, or almost 25 million meals, we still know there's kids at home on weekends sometimes without enough food to eat and having to go sometimes 24 to 48 hours. So it's an ongoing challenge. It's a great thing. I hate to talk about anything negative coming up on Thanksgiving, because this is a time to gather around the table and to be thankful. And so if you've not ever had to, I just want to encourage our audience, if you've not ever had to stand in a food line, let me tell you, 15% of our population in Alabama, that's their reality, or at least has been at a time or two. So be thankful. Thank God for living in such a wonderful country. Yes, we have a million challenges out there, but I still think we're the best on this planet. We have the best people on this planet who love and care for each other. So wrap your arm around your loved ones. Be thankful for what food you have. Be thankful that even in the midst, you may be battling health challenges, you may be battling relationship challenges, work challenges, whatever it is. Just for the day, put all that aside and just be thankful that you have enough to eat, that you've got the family that you have that love you and care for you. And just make that a great day, and maybe make it a great weekend of just thankfulness. You'll find that your whole outlook will be better because of it.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.